What's up, Ortandians? This is your girl, Ortandia, and I just want to say, we made it, you made it, you made it, congratulations, class of 2020. I am so super, super duper proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for, you hung in there, man. You could have said, you know what? Freak coronavirus. I'm done. I'm not finishing. I'm out of here. But you didn't do that. You stayed the course, man. I know you didn't get a chance to do those things that you should have been able to do, like walking across the stage, like if you're a high school senior, going to your senior prom, going on your senior trip, senior dance, all this other stuff, enjoying your friends, you guys having a party together, whatever those things that you wanted to do your final semester. Because it is raggedy coronavirus, you were not able to do that. But nonetheless, I'm just like your family members. We are so proud of you. I have two high school graduates in my family that graduated that weren't able to do any of those things. But we are no less proud of them. We are still very proud of Phoenix and Jordan. Auntie loves y'all so much. So I do just want to give you guys, a little bit of insight, hopefully some resources to kind of help you as you kind of navigate through the rest of the year with some of your plans, your career plans. And so I want to start with my college seniors. If you were, what was I going to say? I'm sorry. I just lost my thought. Oh, okay. Here we go. So for my college seniors, right now you would have been either doing your job search or working at your job that you have been desiring to work for all of this time. So you're in the midst of a job search now. Career services at your school may or may not be able to help you as much as they would have been in times past. But what I want you to, in terms of your job search, I want you to think about companies that are doing very well right now. Companies that are in delivery-based companies are doing very well. Now, I don't mean I want you to, with your accounting degree, work for Amazon and deliver packages. That's not what I mean. I mean, I want you to find these delivery-based companies and I want you to see what they need, see what type of professional types jobs that they need. Do they need an accountant? Do they need an HR I'm sorry, there is a helicopter going by. How rude. And I'm not going to edit that out. Y'all know I'm real and raw up and through here. But they may need an accountant. They may need an IT person. They may need an HR person. Whatever. So I want you to think of jobs other than the actual delivery positions and think more in office type jobs. I want other companies that are doing well right now are video streaming companies like Zoom, like Skype, and other companies like that. So I want you to Google the top 10 video streaming companies out there, and I want you to go on their websites and apply for positions. Another type of company that's doing very well are home exercise equipment companies that make NordicTrack, companies that make mobile bikes, companies that make row machines, companies that come and outfit whole entire home-based gyms. Those types of companies are doing very well right now. So I want you to think of, again, I want you to think in office, but you wouldn't be in the office. You would actually be doing these jobs virtually. Again, accounting, HR, tech support, those types of positions I want you to think about. So another thing you can do as you're doing your job search, create your LinkedIn page if you don't have one already. And I want you to find companies that you want to work for. And I want you to find people at those jobs. And what you want to look for in their LinkedIn bio, they'll have their job title. So this says Vice President of HR, Chief Talent Acquisition Specialist. Anything with recruiter, talent acquisition, human capital, or HR in their job title, I want you to send them a message and see if you can meet for a virtual coffee. If you guys can meet online and just kind of talk and introduce yourself and what you're looking for and what, no, not even what you're looking for. What are they looking for in potential candidates and positions down the road? And so that you just want to, just like a soft meeting, you just want to get, you just want to network a little bit. So you want to do that. Also, I want you to think about other remote companies like Apple. They always have some type of jobs, whether it's in the tech, the tech people, blogging, whatever. Apple is always hiring remotely. So consider Apple. I want you to consider other tech let me back up. If you are an IT major, if you just got your degree, you will not have a problem finding no jobs. If you know Python, Stack, if you're doing Stack, if you're doing front-end development, back-end development, any of that stuff, and none of which I know what any of that means. I'm so serious. My nephew is an IT person, and y'all talk a whole different language. Y'all got your own language. And so, but, you know, if you are, you know, man, if you're in IT, you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine. But, you know, some of my other guys, like I said, my accounting majors, my social workers, you know, there are a lot of companies that are looking for, they need social work help virtually. And so, listen, get on there. Once you go on the website, you can go on any job-based website and just put in virtual or work from home or work remotely, and these jobs will pop up. LinkedIn has their own, you know that. Career Builder, you know that. Monster.com, Remote.co, Skip the Drive, We Work Remotely. It's a ton of them. Another one is Daily Remote. Just listen, there's one called Drip. I think it's called drip.co or something like that, or drip, something like that. But that is a website specifically for tech people. There are a lot of them. These are remote positions specifically for tech people. I may not be saying the dribble one. Is it the dribble or drip? Something. I don't know. Sorry. But yeah, look. I want you to think outside the box in your job search. I don't want you to give up. Listen, I'm in the middle of a job search right now. And I know I'm competing with you guys, you know? So I'm in the same boat trying to figure out different ways and how I can make myself more, you know, more marketable in this job climate. So keep at it. And I want to also talk to my college juniors and seniors. I'm sorry, my college juniors and sophomores that were looking forward to their summer internship that may have been canceled, obviously, because of raggedy Corona. But I don't want you to give up on a virtual internship. There is a virtual internship for you. And these are some of the companies that are offering virtual internships. LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, Twitter, IBM, Microsoft, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, AIG, Liberty Mutual, and Northwest Mutual. And there are tons more. There's a website called internships.com. You can find a virtual internship. And so don't give up. Get your internship. Excuse me. Get your internship and knock it out the box. Be the best intern they ever had, you know? Let's see. Now I want to talk to my high school seniors who are not going to college in the fall. And that's perfectly fine. College is not for everyone. But I don't want you to do the status quo. I don't want you to get a job at the local Wendy's, Burger King, you know, KFC, or the local warehouse. I don't want you to do that. I want you to think bigger, better, greater. And that's no slight to any of your family members that may work at any of those places. But I believe God has a bigger plan for you. I believe God has given you a passion, an interest, a desire, something that you want to do that these fast food restaurants they won't allow you to do that. You won't be able to do that there. And so I want you to explore your passions. I want you to, by the time you get to my age, I want you to say, man, I remember Miss Artandy said back in 2020, she told me to go for it and I did it. And now I'm 46 and I'm a billionaire out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? So let's take it one at a time. So So for you, there are a lot of 18-year-olds that can cook their behind. Y'all can cook y'all butt off. Can make run circles around me 15 times. So if cooking is your passion and you live in a major city like Toronto, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Birmingham, Atlanta, Charlotte, New York. If you live in any of these major cities, there's a kitchen in your neck of the woods called Kitchen United. There are some other ones like Kitchen United. And what they are is they go into cities and they buy buildings and they put in these commercial kitchen spaces in these buildings. So there may be 30, 40, 50 kitchens. And these are top of the line kitchen. And the kitchen is probably no bigger than about maybe 50 square feet. But it's the sink that you need. It's the warmers that you need. It's the ovens and the grills that you need. It's the refrigeration that you need. Everything is top of the line. Food legal, if you will. And you can rent these spaces out by the week or by the month, or you can get a year lease. And you can, and these types of kitchens, they're called virtual kitchens. They're also called ghost kitchens. And so if you Google using any one of those terms, you'll be able to find out the requirements. You'll be able to see if there's one in your city, one, and then two, what are the requirements? And so some of the requirements, well, you have to get a business license. You have to have a ServSafe certification. You can't cook food nowhere in America without a ServSafe certification. So you have to go get that. And if you're going to name the business anything other than your first and last name, then you have to get a fictitious name. You have to pay for a fictitious name to do business with, to do business under that name. And you can find all of that in your local city office. And so, but back to the virtual kitchens. And so you can upload your business on Uber Eats, DoorDash, what are some of the other ones? Grubhub or any of the other food delivery platforms. Because this is not a full-fledged restaurant. These are just kitchens that you're renting. So your business is delivery-based. Your restaurant is delivery-based. Or would be delivery based only. And so you need this third party, you need the third party delivery services to be able to do business. But I think it's a great opportunity. And from all the articles and videos that I've read and seen about virtual kitchens, it's an opportunity to get your feet wet, to see if you really do want to eventually start a restaurant, you know? But to start a restaurant is a lot of money going into that. You know, you got to think of the cost of the building and the employee costs and all of that. And virtual kitchens just cut all of that by 3/4, like cut all of that stuff out. Because it's only going to be you and maybe someone that you hire to prep with you, help you prep the food. It's only going to be two of you. It's only enough space in that kitchen for two of y'all. So it can't be a whole lot of y'all anyway, you know. And so, man, I really, if you are, like I said, if you're 18 and your heart, if you just graduated from college and you know, and you said, you know, my heart has always been to cook, look at opening up a virtual kitchen, okay? If you are a high school student and you love tech, if you love video games, then you need to learn how to design video games. Google them, see if you can learn on YouTube videos, see if there are some schools out there, online schools that you can learn for free, or maybe for a very minimum amount of money. If you are into beauty and makeup and nails and all of that stuff, shout out to my cousin. I'm so proud of her. I'm going to give you guys, she is a nail tech in Montgomery. She is amazing. You know, them long nails with the diamond rhinestones and the cubic zircon, all that flashy fly stuff that you ladies like to get on your nails. If you are in the Montgomery area, you want to go and see her, okay? She's a mobile nail tech, and she's also in a barbershop there, which I think is genius because, you know, guys come in, get their hair done, and boom, they bring their girl there to get their nails done. And so, before I forget, because I'll forget, I'll keep talking, and I'll forget her handle. So let me open up and find out what her, and let you guys know what her business handle is. On Instagram, let's see. Where you at, cuz? Where you at, cousin?
you at, cuz? Hold on. Okay. On Instagram, her name is doll_dollface by Key. That's DOLLFACEKII. That's her on Instagram. And on Facebook, she is I should have had this already written out, but y'all know how I do. On Facebook, she is Black Beauty Slayed by K, by just the letter K. Black Beauty Slayed by K. She's also a makeup artist. She does amazing work. Amazing work. And she just graduated high school a couple of years ago. And she started working at like a fast food restaurant. And I was like, oh, you don't want to do anything else? And at that time, she was like, no, you know, just trying to make some money. And now, Shorty, well, first of all, she had a passion for nails and makeup. So she's self-taught, right? And I don't like to say self-taught. That's God-given. She has a God-given talent for makeup and nails. So she's doing that. And then she went to say, you know what? I'm going to get my MA certification, my medical assistant certification. She just finished that. When I tell you everything that she has, you know what? I got a desire to do that. I have a desire to do that. She is doing it. And I'm so proud. We call her Kiki. Her name is Kiki. I'm so proud of Kiki, man. Woo, I love her. Anyway, back to it. You know, don't, like I said, figure out what you love to do. Figure it out. Don't settle for fast food. Don't settle for the local warehouse. I don't care if they're paying $15, $16, $17, $18, $20 an hour. I don't care. No. This is also to my high school students. You got some graduation money. So say if you got about $1,000 from friends and everybody just so proud of you that gave you $1,000. I want you to connect with four of your friends. And I want y'all to pull y'all money together, all your graduation money together. And I want you guys to find a realtor that you guys can trust. And I want you to tell that realtor, listen, me and my friends, we're looking for a house, a duplex or a triplex, and we want to buy it. It don't have to be in the best neighborhood. You may get something that's, you know, not in the top neighborhood, not in the worst neighborhood, but somewhere in the middle. And that money that y'all pull together is enough for down payment and closing costs, that kind of stuff. And I want you guys to start doing real estate investment. Get your first property first. And then by the time you're my age, some 28 years later, real estate investment firm will be worth $2, $3 billion. You know what I'm saying? So don't just spend your money, your graduation money on Jordans or whatever. Put it to, like I said, get with four or five of your friends and y'all go buy yourself a building. Go buy yourself a house, you know, and rent it out. Renovate it. Figure out how to renovate it yourself. Do all that you can yourself. You got some uncles or some brothers or some daddies or somewhere that know how to do some renovation that y'all can get in there to do basic renovation. Get somebody in there, rent it out, and then that'll be your first one. And then maybe next year or 2 years from now, you guys buy your second property, your third property, and so on and so forth. But don't settle for fast food. And I'm going to keep saying it. Don't settle. Don't settle. Okay. What else did I want to talk about? My high school seniors also, you can get a remote job as well. There are companies that hire chat assistants, that customer service assistants, where you're answering the phone, customers calling in, want to know. And I'm talking about major companies like Discovery Credit Card, like American Airlines, like reputable companies that need customer service agents to work from home. And so you have your high school diploma, go ahead and apply. For some of them pay pretty decent, and you don't want to even stay there forever, but you want to be able to say, I worked for, maybe you started customer service and then you were able to go to the management position or whatever. You started your remote work history as a customer service person, and then you either started your own remote business or you just worked your way up in the company. However, whichever way you want to go with it. Okay. But don't settle. Okay. And last, is that all I wanted to share? I think that's it for that thing. Now I'm about to go into my college freshmen, my females that are going to college for the first time. Well, of course you're going to college for the first time because you just graduated high school. That are going away from home for the first time. You're going to be away from home. You may be halfway across the country. Like my niece is going from one state, like full five states over. You know, and I'm like, her mom is a praying woman. Her aunt is a praying woman. So she's well covered in prayer. But I just want to say, listen, my sisters, you are there. And it's white, fresh females, Latinx females, indigenous females, whatever you are. If you were 18 years old and in August, you'll be a freshman and you are living on that campus, please, please hear me. I want you to focus in on what you're going to school for. I don't want you to get sidetracked. If you're there to become an RN, I want you to focus in on being an RN. If you're there to become a teacher, I want you to focus on your studies. Focus on your studies. If you're there to be a pharmacist, a lawyer, an attorney. Wait a minute. A lawyer and an attorney, that's the same thing? If you're there to be, whatever you're there to be, to learn, to get your degree in, I want you to focus in on it. Don't get listen, it will be unrealistic for me to tell you, yo, don't go to no parties. Don't be studying them little bald head boys, but I know you will, you know. But I want you to don't get so wrapped up into them that you lose sight of why you're there. You're not there to become somebody's wife. That is not your goal in life, to get somebody's last name. You know what I'm saying? You are there because your passions, your dreams, your desires, your career choices are valid, and you have every right to be successful, to be at the top of your game in whatever field you're going into. So don't get distracted. There are going to be parties. There are going to be frat parties. There are going to be homecoming parties. There's going to be all kinds of parties. I've read too many stories, saw too many documentaries and videos on girls going away from home for the first time and getting raped, going to a frat party, somebody slipping something in their drink. You know what I'm saying? Or they thinking his boyfriend is the one and he end up killing her because he was crazy from the get. But she wasn't able to pick up on that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to scare you. I want you to be, this is real world. This is real life. You know what I'm saying? And so, and I understand domestic violence happens in high school, middle school, and elementary in some cases. So it's not a new thing when you go to college. I just want you guys to be aware and alert. You know, I don't want you walking around on campus late at night by yourself. Get you a buddy, get a buddy system, another female, couple of females, and y'all take care of each other. Look out for each other. If you go to a party with your homegirls, you need to leave. All y'all need to leave together. Ain't no she going over here and she leaving with him. No. We going together. We all going to the spot together. We all going back to the dorms together, period. Period. I want your BS detector to be high. You know what I'm saying? And you know what y'all know what it means. Mine is strong, real strong. So I pray. I hope that I want yours to intensify. I want you to pay attention to what those men on that campus, those young men on that campus do, as opposed to what they say. Don't get caught up in what they say. People talk out of both sides of their body. Their mouth and they behind. So I don't want you to don't get caught up in what they say. Get caught up, listen by looking at how they do, how they live. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a professor. Let me backtrack. No person on that campus or anywhere on the planet has a right to violate your body, has a right to touch you in any way, shape, or form. I don't care if it's the professor. I don't care if it's the person in enrollment, admissions. I don't care if it's the janitor, the janitor that's cleaning your dorm. I don't care who it is. Nobody on that campus or anywhere on the planet has a right to put their hands on your body. So I want you, again, Buddy system. Don't go nowhere by yourself. Be alert. Be aware. Don't be naive. Leave naivety in high school. But don't take naivety to college with you, okay? You're going to have to grow up fast and quickly because there's a lot of wolves on the campus. I'm telling you. There's a lot of wolves looking to devour you on that campus. So I want you to, this is Big O, your big sister, your auntie, your big cousin, whatever you want to call me. That's me. I'm talking to you on a, for real now. You know, my sisters that are going to into the military this summer or in the fall, getting ready to leave for boot camp. There's a thing called military sexual trauma where young sisters are being raped in boot camp. Yeah, that happens, parents. So I need you to be, you know, listening when they're calling home, when they get an opportunity to call home. I need you to listen to what they're saying. Okay, they're getting raped by drill instructors. They're getting, you know, they're when they get to their first base, their commanding officers can be rapists, straight up. If you don't believe me, Google military sexual trauma. It happens way too often. I don't care what branch, Coast Guard, Air Force, Marine, Navy. It happens in all the branches. Okay. Every day it happens. So, I want you to adopt a buddy system. When you're in boot camp, your drill instructor says, come to my barracks with me. You politely, respectfully, and firmly say no. Say, sir, no, sir. And if you got to run to your command, to his commanding officer's barracks, you go where you need. If you got to run to the MP station, that's the military police station. You run to the MP station, but don't you go nowhere with him or her. In some instances, it's female drill instructors that's out here raping and violating young sisters. So don't go nowhere with them. Don't go when you're on the base, when you get to your base, even when you're in boot camp or you at your specialty training base, you travel on that base using a buddy system, period. Be careful, man. Don't even go in the military being naive. Your BS detector needs to be even higher if you're going to boot camp and you're a female. Beat your brother platoon is some sexual offenders in the making in your brother platoon. I want you to be aware of that. I want you to be alert, okay? And those in the military, you know what I'm talking about. Because when I went to Air Force boot camp back in 92, it was a female platoon. And it was our brother platoon was a bunch of, obviously, guys. You know what I'm saying? So, you just got to be, don't even be like, oh, they are brother platoon. They cool. No. You find some females in your platoon, your squadron, and you guys link up. And you guys take care of each other. You know, and if anything happens to you, you call the military police station. You go to the the Office of Special Investigations. You keep telling it. I don't care nothing about nothing. Forget. My heart just start racing. Help me, Holy Ghost. Okay, I'm calm. Y'all already know, if you listen to this podcast for 1 second, you already know I love women and I especially love black women. And if anything, if I even sense any kind of foolishness that's getting ready to go down, any type of violation against a female, I'm ready to rip somebody's whole face off. I'm calming myself. That makes me angry. I don't like violations against women at all. Women and children. So let me get back to it. I really want to get my point across. You guys be careful wherever you're going. Even if you're going to work, you're a college senior. You just got hired by whatever company. I don't care if you got hired by Google. Nobody at Google should be putting their hands on you, rubbing up against you, touching you, asking you out on dates. I'm not here for you to ask me out on no date. I'm here to work. So yeah. Yeah. Your body is your body. Your body. And that's all I'm going to say. I need to go because I done got pissed off. I done got riled, man. But like I always say, y'all, I really do love y'all. I'm super duper proud of y'all, my graduates, man, from the high school level all the way up to the doctorate level that just finished all of your studies. I'm so proud of you. Keep going, man. Keep going. My brothers, my sisters, keep doing it. Keep doing big things. And I want to see you in heaven with me. And what I always say, y'all finish it for me. Finish it for me. I want to see you in heaven with me. And I'm out.